Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frett is here with the sports news for Shamrock Rovers. They're inching just that little bit closer to the top of the table.
Certainly are, Gavin. All to play for Shamrock Rovers. 1-0 win against Bohemians last night. They're great rivals, of course, in the SSE or Tricity League Premier Division. Didn't go fully to plan, had to leave it late in the game. Graham Burke came off the bench with an hour, really had a massive impact and scored an absolute cracker. 6 minutes to go to give them that 1-0 win. Rovers third in the table, but they're just a point now behind second place Derry City and four behind the leaders Shelburne. You'd wonder what would have been if they had beaten Derry at the Brandywell last Friday night. That controversial goal, of course, that penalty. Rovers manager Stephen Bradley has been speaking to Tony O'Donoghue, and they had that decision go against them on Friday night. Well, last night they got the benefit maybe of a push. Certainly you could argue for it in the build-up to that Graham Burke goal last night. The win, though, keeps them right in the hunt.
The games have changed the moments, and we could be 3-0 up after 20 minutes. Johnny is too, Darabourne sits the post. And you're just thinking, I hope it's not like it was in Dalymount where we create chance and then they sucker punches. But I thought the players were excellent at understanding that balls came to frustrate us, and they were nice and calm, didn't panic, trusted what we do because we know it works, and they get the rewards in the end.
How much do you regret that penalty decision in Derry? You're just a point away from them now.
Look, I'm still angry over it, to be honest with you, Tony. It's an awful, awful decision. It doesn't get any easier when you watch it back. You know, how they can give that linesman and referee is beyond me, like, you know. It's a really poor, weak decision, like, you know. There's nothing we can do about it, but it can't be acceptable. It's not good enough, like, you know.
For the lead-up to your winning goal tonight, Neil Ferrugia showed a lot of strength, but I think the Bohemians bench might have felt that it was a push. What was your view?
Yeah, I think Cork, the left-back, was trying to shield the ball, but you understand Neil is 6'3", like, you know, and there's only one winner there. When they go body-to-body, there's only one winner, and it was body-to-body. It wasn't as it was in the back, you know, it was body-to-body, and I think that's why they've let it go. Like I said, shoulder-to-shoulder, and there's only one winner in that situation.
Pats and shells to come. These Dublin derbies could help decide the title.
Yeah, they could. We know Pats is going to be a difficult game like tonight was, but these players are in a really good place, you know. If you said before, Sligo, this would be the points total, you take it, although we got done on Friday, you take it and say, right, let's get ready for Pats.
Body to body, that's an interesting interpretation. Yeah. Body to body and only one winner.
Yeah,
I didn't push him, ref.
I think if it had happened anywhere else in the field, you know, you could argue, you know, it'd be given, you know.
Just over 6,000. Now, that's far from full, but still a big crowd for Monday
Massive.
Night.
Massive. Monday night. I know I covered the game last year between the two.
10,000.
Yeah, just over it, yeah. So another interesting game last night in Drogheda. They played out a scoreless draw at home to Galway United. Now, John Caulfield, the Galway coach, feels the fixture schedule is not fair on clubs, especially those who don't have the big squads. And I think Drogheda will probably be in the same boat as well. And Galway, you know, if they had won last night, I don't think they're going to win the league title, Gavin, but you know, they're not far off. They're certainly pushing hard for a place in Europe. So
all the other teams continue to drop points the way they are.
Maybe they will. Maybe they will. We'll have something to celebrate down the west. But anyway, here's what John had to say. Very interesting points.
Well, it's wrong. Look at it. You see, the problem you have is that, you know, there's a desperation to play games quickly, and you know, this game could have easily gone out for another week or a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? There's loads of time, but and with international breaks, neither of us have international players, and that's, you know. But if like we've gone from no game in 2.5 weeks to now having 4 games in 11 days, and of course it's going to take its toll. Like, we don't have squads like they have in England where you have, you know, 12-13 subs to come in, and the lads that came in tonight did find a start, and some of the lads come off the bench, but you don't have the depth of that squad, and sometimes that happens.
Yeah, that's John Caulfield. I think fair debate there. In the first division, Athlone Town beat UCD 1-0. That result takes them to within 2 points of the second place UCD team. Cove lost 3-0 to Treaty. Reports that Manchester City midfielder Rodri could miss the rest of the season with the cruciate ligament injury. Picked up that injury in the draw with Arsenal on Sunday. Rachel Blackmore is facing a spell on the sidelines. Confirmation she suffered a neck injury after a fall in Downpatrick on Friday. She suffered that injury while parting company with her mount, hand over fist, trained by Dennis Dennis Howard in a handicap chase. Trainer John Shark Hanlon delivered an emotional interview in a race meeting at Sedgefield in the UK yesterday evening. He's recently received a 10-month ban for his role in the transportation of a deceased horse. Now, Hanlon maintains that the horse was covered when he left his yard in one of his trailers, but the tarpaulin came undone to show the carcass in public view. Pictures of this eventually ended up on social media. He trained Lion City to victory yesterday and declared he was moving on all his horses from his yard.
Well, this horse goes to the sales as well. I think we have 30 horses for the sales. With the conditions we're in there in Ireland at the moment, I have no choice. I think that I'm being very badly done wrong with what they've done to me. But I have no say in that, but I have 30 horses to go to the sales now, which it took me 15 to 20 years to build me yard, and now it's all over. So we're appealing, but I don't think it'll make any difference. But I just feel that we're being awful done wrong.
Aaron Hill has taken another big scalp, 4-3 win against Dung Junhui at the British Open. He's going to meet Mark Allen today in the round of 64. Allen beat Gary Wilson. He told reporters afterwards that the tables at this event are so bad that they should be burnt.
Gary was laughing his head off at this very first break-off shot that he played. It just reacted like it shouldn't ever react. Like, it's just embarrassing. It came so wide, nearly missed the reds, hit the blue, hit the brown. The cushions are just unplayable, uncontrollable. It was heavy. The speed was decent, but there's new guys doing the tables this year, though, and just clearly not up to it. It's just not good enough. Can you take that further? Can you make that an official? I genuinely complain every single tournament. I'm filling table report sheets, match report sheets, and nothing ever changes.
Finally, we wish Marty Moore all the best. The Ulster prop has announced his retirement from rugby to focus on his mental well-being.